Just as Plato wrote about the mythical Atlantis, a continent which was said to be once located in the Atlantic, Herodotus wrote about the legendary Hyperborean continent, which he said once existed in the far north. Snæfellsjökull is a 700,000-year-old volcano with a glacier covering its summit in western Iceland. The mountain is one of the most famous sites of Iceland, primarily due to The Journey of the Center of the Earth, written by Jules Verne in 1864, in which the protagonists find the entrance to a passage leading to the inner Earth. The main characters make their way through hazardous passages and survive the tortures of thirst to discover 88 miles down a vast sea. The protagonists construct a raft and sail across this mysterious subterranean ocean, discovering a lost world of giant plants and prehistoric reptiles. Throughout, the character of the professor remains the model of a rational 19th century scientist as he tries to calculate how the subterranean lake came to be. He speculates the ocean had flowed down from the surface through a fissure which closed, and some of the vapor had evaporated to cause clouds and storms. Some of the oldest cultures speak of civilizations inside of vast cavern cities within the bowels of the earth. Mythologies throughout the world, from South America to the Arctic, describe numerous entrances to these fabled inner kingdoms. Many occult organizations, esoteric authors, secret societies, they all concur with these myths and legends of subterranean inhabitants that are the remnants of antediluvian civilizations which sought refuge inside of these hollow caverns inside of the earth. Assuming that the myths are true and the earth is at least partially hollow, how could life survive underground? How would organisms receive the ventilation required to breathe miles below the surface? What would provide the light needed to see? Are there any known sources of sustenance available that could provide for a large human population? My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist and now author, and I'd like to invite you to explore some of these mysteries with me in an attempt to unlock their riddles, which have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Species with Amnesia, Our Forgotten History, and Gods with Amnesia, Subterranean Worlds of Inner Earth. I appreciate all the positive feedback, and I'd like to thank you for listening.